So, this is Jimmy, and this is episode 8, and I'm recording this on Tuesday of the 23rd of February at 1:08:19, and I was just listening this song from Lauren Daigle called Rescue. It's a good song. If you have time, like, listen to it. And there were like some words she spoke. She said, you have never been forgotten, and I can hear your SOS in the middle of you whispering breath, you know, like that secret pain or that secret something somebody wants to really let go. And she was tapping into that point, and it's a beautiful song. And it gave me this idea that I wanted to talk about a topic that most people don't, and most people usually avoid it due to its complexity and its sensitivity. But then I decided to tackle it today, and nothing more than pornography. So I named this podcast as "How Bad Is Pornography?" I digged in a little bit, not into the Google or anything, but deep into my own thinking, and this is my take. And I had to Google, like, just to know what porn is, so that we can be on the same page with everybody. So what I came to see from the Wikipedia, porn was actually the portrayal of sexual subject matter for the exclusive purpose of sexual arousal. So it's just like sexual explicit contents just for the exclusive sexual arousal, you know. So I came to realize, why is it so big of a problem for most people, regardless age, regardless religion and everything? And I had to, like, dip in, like, what is the purpose for this, and why has it been so successful for generation of years? And in my thinking, I was just thinking, what happens when you watch porn? What really do happen to one's body and one's mind and one's circumstances? And what are the sequelae of those happening things into that one person? And the first thing I was like, if the aim is just to arouse my sexual, you know, senses, then what? Then what's the accomplishment? What did you attain to reach or to attain from me? Now that my sexual arousal has been aroused, then what? And then I came to realize that it changes your perspective of what sex is and how sex should be done. And in this state, it gave me this thinking of, like, when you watch porn, the very first thing that it changes is your expectations. We as individual tend to wonder on that subject as we grow up, and that wondering never ceases. It just keeps on changing its own skin and ways and experiences, you know. It changes. Now, what porn does, it brings its own expectations to the table, that this is how it should be. This is my take of how this should be, or this should be done like. And in that state, it evokes intentions to you that if these are my expectation, these are my intention towards you when you watch porn. And my intention is explicitly just to arouse you sexually. And then I was like, okay. Most of the time when you look at people who watch porn, the first thing they complain is shame. And Once you ask them, do you feel shame before or after? Always the answer is after. Before is very few people who are on the try of avoiding it or try of winning over it, but mostly are usually on the aftermath of after watching it. And the thing is, because people complain that it's just a quick relief. It gives you that quick relief of your body, like you are feeling horny, and then you are like in a type of way, then suddenly this start there, you watch that evoke that, and then boom, you have reached maybe orgasm and done. So you have found a way that you can have some quick relief at convenient times without the consequences of putting much energy towards it. And then another thing, people say it makes you feel selfish because you become like self-satisfying, you know, self-sufficient. Like you do not need anyone else to evoke sexual arousal towards yourself. So you become selfish that you choose when to, how fast to, and how explicit and how extreme you want it to be. And this itself gives you that selfish feeling afterwards. And another thing is that bothered me is, once you start watching porn, why is it so hard for you to stop? And then this is one thing that most people feel ashamed, like, I hate it, but I just can't stop it. And I was just wondering, why? And the thing is, once I went deep down, like, if its explicit purpose is just to arouse sexually, what is the right way of being aroused sexually? And I don't want to be any type of way, but I would rather stick to a religious perspective that most culture have adopted. That sex should be or is acceptable to be done once two people are legally and socially and culturally married towards each other with certain recognition to the society and to the people that matters the most, that you two people can and should be doing this thing. And once you look at most of these cultural or religious and social way that they are enforcing or evoking on people, is because they know that sex has the power to connect people, to connect two different beings into the most intimate relationship that these two beings will share and might or will never experience it differently or experience it in any other way with any other person than those people. That this act itself can create something unique that only those two people experience, even if the act is the same throughout. So in that state, if you watch porn and you get sexually aroused, that means you watch porn, it connects with your body, it connects with your mind, it starts sending signals to your mind, and your mind starts sending signals to your body that whatever I am seeing is or is a content that requires a response of sexual arousement. And that's when you get high. If you're a man, you get an erection. If you're a woman, you start getting wet. That means at that moment, whatever you've seen has connected typically with your body. And now your body and whatever you're seeing is in sync. Now that worried me for a moment, that I'm connecting to something that at first it was not supposed to, because at first such information was supposed to be in real life perspective occurring. so that your body can understand I am seeing something. I have to respond this way, because after responding this way, I'm gonna go towards that way. Now, if you're watching it, you have now responded. That means your body is now preparing to connect. And to connect, that means is to engage. And that's when you start to engage. And now when you engage, that means your body is now connecting towards it. So it's making a full cycle. And then, bam, you're done. How do you disconnect? By shutting it off? By logging out? By shutting the app down? How do you get disconnected to such encounter? And then this gave me this way to say, by connecting towards it, does it mean whoever connects to it is also connected to you? But then that's another topic. So I didn't want to go that far. But then another thing, you can see that either way, for you to watch does not end just watching. It ends by your sexual arousement, which they are their main intention. Once you have got the sexual arousement, it is on to you, because automatically you will connect with them. And if you connect with them, what happens? You keep coming back. You keep watching that. They keep making their money. They keep making more content. It becomes a full cycle. So they know once you are aroused, it is game on. You are ours. You are connected to us, and you will always be back for more. Now then it came me like, so once I'm connected, what changes in me? You know, what changes? First, my perception of what sex is changes. And it changes because I'm getting information into my mind and into my body, explaining or trying to show the intention in the expectation that this is what we think this should be done. That means once you absorb that material, it starts clicking in your perception and you start connecting. And you can see when you start watching a certain trend, it will continue toward that trend, because once you connect to it, it tends to continue to change the perception that you like this. Another thing was, it gives you an anticipation. It gives you that feeling that this is what you should anticipate once this occurs. And most of the time, that may be or may not be true. And it's hard for you to quite differentiate this anticipation until you are experiencing the act. And that's why most people, they might watch too much porn, and once they go and meet the real thing, they start complaining that it did not arouse me the way it did. This is not what happened. This is not what I expected. This is not what, you know, it becomes this is not, because it was full of anticipation which did not amount to reality. Another thing is like, does it change the gauge of your extremism? Because there are certain explicit contents that pushes you to that extreme content, extreme areas, extreme ideas. And then once it gets to you, does it change your real life gauge towards those area? And can it make you start having a preference or a preference towards it? Even if it's something that it's not naturally allowed or ordained to be. And then the worst thing is that it gives you the explicit alternative. Like once you have watched a lot, you start comparing things. And when you get into real life, you start comparing real life to what you watch. And by that itself, it start gives you that explicit alternatives in your mind that you never needed or you never should have had in the first place. And now you are in between two walls that really don't meet in between, but then you're stuck. And you are the casualty. Another thing I wanted to look up was like, once this feeling comes in, why do we feel guilty? Why don't we be like, meh, when just move on with life? Why does it sting guilty? Sting secrecy. Sting that disgust. Why? Why doesn't it continue to make you feel good about what you did? Why does it have to change from what it intended you to feel? And then now it leaves you with this mixed feelings or emotional negative impulses towards your own self without it helping. And then once you start feeling too much guilty, most people say, they end up saying, if I've gone this far, then I might as well continue. They don't feel the guilty to stop. They feel the guilty, but it pushes them to go more. And that's some weird notion. Like, how does it something make you feel so guilty doing it that it pushes you to continue doing it even more and even more extreme? And then it pushes more guilty, and then it pushes you more. And then this by itself, it's like a revolving door from extreme ends, from extreme cold to extreme hot, then to extreme cold that need extreme coldness, and then it keeps on going that same way, the high and lows. And then if you take it further, when people start complaining that porn gets effect on their real life, does that mean, did it change you? That means before you watched, you were at point A. After you watch, you are at point B. Point A and point B, most people complain that point B is always bad after it. Either disappointments, either not the right anticipation, not the right perception, not the right extremism, and then it just keeps on eating. That means most people, they will in the long run say it had a negative impact. In the long run. And why? Why negative? And how comes it is negative? Does it mean it changed your body? Does it mean that it actually did something to the way you were wired at first, and now it actually changed the way you function? Does that mean if it changed, that means it can alter you? And if anything can alter you, that means it has power over you. And once it has power over you, that means whatever it is, it can evoke more. Even if you do not know or you do not think it can. And this can end up changing the general physical body of somebody and their perception and their preferences and the way they feel like this is how it should be. Now, in all this, does it also make you feel selfish? Because it feels you guilty. Does it also make you feel selfish? Is it because it's a self-lust that was self-indulged? And now it's selfish? And does it continue to remind you of what you are after? an addict. You want this when you want this, and you can have this when you want this. So it actually finally control the pace in the end, and not you. And now this becomes scary. Now you'll be like, whoa, 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 I did not think it can do that. Yes, it can. Or maybe yes, it has have already done that. Now the question comes like, yo, so what do we do about it? And that's an interesting thing. How can you stop masturbation? And how can you stop porn? And how can you stop watching this explicit content that most of the time A and B goes together? How? And the easiest question is, you can't stop. And it is as easy as that. You can stop watching porn. End of story. Now, if you can stop watching porn, how do I get to that point? I get to talk to most people and most friends, and sometimes I'm lucky to have friends that we can tackle different topics and dissect them into different notions and ideas, just as crude as they are, and with here and there experiences thrown in and out. And the funny thing that comes out usually when you start talking, it becomes like, yo, I thought I was the only one struggling with this. Oh, you are struggling it? You know, it's like a relief. It's not like a relief that makes you happy, but it's a relief like, oh, I'm not alone, but damn, means this is that bad if I'm not alone. You know, I thought maybe I was the only weakness, but if they are all struggling, maybe this is really bad, and maybe this is something I should really do something about. And then if you have the right people and the right friends around and you talk them about this thing here and there, you get to have that group of people that have accountability towards you. You know, this group of people, they can tell you, yo, man, stop this. Even if we are struggling with this, but you got to stop this, you know, stop that. Don't do this. This is a problem. You know, if you feel like you can't handle it, holler me, call me. I'll always talk you down. I'll always break that mood and tell you, man, you got bigger stuff to do than yakking off, you know. And then another thing was, have you noticed before you go into porn, there's that environment, there's that sense of feeling some type of way that propels you towards it. And most of the time, if you pay attention, you can notice it coming. You can feel like, oh, I am going there. But most of the time, we shun away from it. And then we come and pretend like it's just knocked on us. And then it was just like that thing that popped up in a way that we did not quite understand or we did not quite anticipate. But then we realize that we know those weakest points. We know, we see them, but then we just don't want to look at them. Now the question is, can you notice those weakest points? And if you do notice, what do you do about them? Number one, I had a friend who was like, man, talk to yourself sometimes. When you see them, be like, yo, 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 you are going there. You do not want to go there. What is happening? Change, do this, change that, remove that, get out, do that. You know, just change this vibe now before it's too late. And most of the time when you change that vibe, or when you are lucky enough, maybe somebody walks in into that environment and change that vibe, you usually get back to normal. You usually get back to your strength and be like, ah, okay, somebody's here. I cannot, you know, it gives you that. But then another thing was, have you noticed it's sometimes happening when you want to escape from something? Like you have something that you need to accomplish, but you want to escape from it. Or you're tired or you're bored. You know, you just want to get out from whatever that down feeling you have. You want to get that quick excitement. You want to escape from that feeling for a moment. And then you know once you get there, you get this excitement. And then once you're done, maybe you can get back to whatever good mood, then continue it. But then, you know, it just, it's like escapism. You escape from like the present. You escape from the present environment and circumstance and that you need to deal with at that moment, like maybe work or do something productive or just engage with other people. Another thing was, there's always triggers. For most people, it can just be maybe they're just scrolling into social medias and then bang, they see this explicit content, they go the next post and the next, and then bam, they realize, oh, they are hooked. They now shift to the extreme areas and then they complete whatever they had started or triggered to start. Now, can you notice those triggers and can you remove those triggers in advance so that once you are in that platform, you are not triggered? So maybe you need to unfollow certain kind of pages, maybe you need to like not watch certain kind of series or movies that usually triggers you towards it, something like that, you know. Or maybe you need to find a way to skip those points that triggers you. And then another thing is, once you, most people say when they exercise, they even forget that they have that situation happening into their life. Because they say most of the time, maybe when I'm out of job, I feel a little bit of tired. I go home, I shower, I take my gym clothes, I go, I run, or I do something. Or I just go and meet a friend and, you know, exercise, move, get some air. I usually get better. And once I'm back, I'm usually too tired to do anything else. And once I'm in bed, I just go straight to bed and sleep. And then it was like, maybe sometimes you just need to move and exercise or just get some free air. And then boom, you're back to normal. Another one, people is like, when I engage with people, when I don't stay alone, I avoid being alone. I avoid just staying indoors or cozy places for so long alone. I just avoid those and I'm okay. Because once I'm in those areas for too long, I end up going into that. So maybe for you, it's just avoiding those areas and maybe engaging more with other people. And then another person was telling me like, they found a way that they needed to find an alternative toward the habit so that they do not focus more on winning or on fighting it, but then they are more engaging in another act that takes their time that they cannot engage in the pornography act. So they just said they found an alternative, that maybe I'll read a book, maybe I'll watch a movie, maybe I'll listen music, maybe I'll do some hobbies, I'll draw, maybe I'll write some poems, maybe I'll make some podcasts, maybe I'll just make some cooking shows, maybe I'll just, you know, do this, just post something productive, do something, you know, read something, engage something. So either way, it looked like once you find a rhythm to your own self and know the danger sign toward it, it becomes easy for you to actually stop and just fight it. Literally just fight it. You get to know their purpose is just to arouse me sexually. So that means I'm going to fight not to be in any point that they can arouse me sexually. And that's it. That's it. And tip of the ice, you need some grace from God. And that's Jimmy. And this is Welcome to Life. Be blessed.